You are now tuned into the Unstuck podcast, helping creatives turn their side hustles into excellent businesses.
Hello, welcome to the Unstuck podcast. I am your host as usual, Demi Harper, and this is episode 55 of... Episode 55? Yeah, it's episode 55. I lost count there. Yeah, so hope you're doing well this lovely December, and I hope that the world is in a better place at the time that I published this episode. It's been a weird year. This year has been odd. Like, you can't write this stuff. This is like off topic, but like, it's like, I'm just waiting for the zombies and the aliens to come and be like, in fact, you know what, the aliens have probably come already and were like, nah, bun this. They saw too many racists. I thought, nah, bruv. We're not about this life. Our people dealt with racism a long time ago. 500 years ago, our people didn't... We got rid of racism. All this blue hate and green hate, you know? We got rid of it. Why would we come to a place that is still dealing with this? Just because people were black and brown. You don't like them? What? Nah. It's okay. We're going to wait another... 2,000 years before we come back to this place, because clearly they have issues. anyway, use the hashtag Unstuck Podcast. I'm a bit mad still. I don't know what I've had. Use the hashtag Unstuck Podcast for anything related to what I talk about today. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Give me 5 stars. Be nice. It's pretty much Christmas anyway, so why not? At the time of releasing this, What date would I be releasing this on anyway? Yeah, it's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas, so why not just give me a 5-star review in it still? Anyway, I was just talking about 2020, right? It has been a very challenging year for a lot of us, for all of us, to be honest. I don't know a single person that has not been affected by this year at all. Some of us have lost loved ones, unfortunately. And if you're listening and you've lost a loved one, you're on my prayers. Or a lot of us have suffered. We've experienced trauma. Things have changed. The world has just shifted. And it's just, we're in a different place than we were at the beginning of the year, where everyone was just like, 2020 goals, you know, 2020 goals. And that's just a lesson in life, that no matter what goals you can make, life just throws unknowns into your journey. And it is our responsibility to react and adapt in the right way. Which is why I'm talking about this topic today. This topic today is going to help you, hopefully help you, in the year to come. Hopefully 2021 will be much better than 2020. That's our prayer. That's what we hope for, that things are going to start getting much better. It has been a challenging year, but let's acknowledge the wins that we've had, no matter how small they are. So the episode for today is the branding trends for 2021 and beyond. I'm a fan of looking at trends. I'm a fan of, in my area of work, I have to look at trends anyway, but like, I'm a fan of looking at trends and seeing where things are going. And for you that's listening to this and you have a business idea that you've started, or you're trying to launch a side hustle and you're trying to manage a side hustle, it's great to look at the trends. Not, and I'm in branding and in design, but like, I'm going to talk about branding mostly in this episode. So the world has changed. The world is different to what we were used to. Like, you know, people are working from home, and people have a different mindset, and our priorities have changed, and some of us, our circles have changed, some of us, our jobs have changed. This world isn't the same as it used to be, and those who fail to evolve are the ones that get left behind. So for example, I'm going to give you an example, the example of Blockbuster. Blockbuster was the top, like, it was an amazing company. They were there. I've spoken about this before. I have an episode called Evolve or Die or something along those lines. Blockbuster was one of the biggest companies in the world, and they were the go-to if you wanted to rent movies or rent video games and stuff like that. And the world started changing, but they refused to acknowledge the change in the world and decided to stay as dinosaurs, unfortunately. And what happened is that when companies like Netflix started coming about, online streaming was becoming more and more popular, and less and less people were coming into stores to borrow physical DVDs. And Blockbuster refused to acknowledge this and to move to a new form of media. And they refused to move on to streaming at that time. Netflix killed Blockbuster, basically. That's simply put, but Blockbuster didn't die because of Netflix. Blockbuster died because of the refusal to evolve and to look at the trends that are going on in the world around them and to adapt. So if you don't adapt to the trends, you get left behind and you might just lose. So it's about timing, right? Another example is Kodak. Kodak was amazing when it came to traditional photography, but they refused to evolve into the digital photography medium, and they went bankrupt. You can look, you can Google this. Kodak was no longer the top company for photography because they didn't want to move on to digital photography. They wanted to stay in the traditional film. You know how you just go to the shop and process the film and stuff. No one does that these days. They refused to evolve, they refused to adapt to the trends, and they went bankrupt. So it's very, very important for you to look at the trends that are going on right now and that might be going on, and to adapt your side hustle and your business idea and your brand to those trends. So, and I'm going to give you a list of trends to watch out for in 2021 and beyond. The first one will be audio content. Now, audio content will become a foundational form of providing value. This is my prediction anyway. You can see audio being taken more and more seriously by big brands. A lot of brands are now releasing podcasts. Now if you look at Spotify, and my throat is a bit stuffy, but Spotify has existed for a long time, but they've been very, very smart in the way that they've conducted themselves. They looked at the trend of audio content. And now Spotify is my preferred platform when I'm listening to podcasts. Primarily, I use Spotify for podcasts, actually. I use it for music too, but like podcasts primarily. If your podcast is not on Spotify, get it on Spotify and every other platform, but get it on Spotify. But audio content, the audio space, have a listen out for the audio space and changes in the audio space, because that's the one thing that people haven't conquered and marketers haven't ruined. Because marketers ruined in video when it came to YouTube, now we have ads everywhere. Marketers ruined Instagram, now everything's ad, and Instagram is more work than expression now. Also, marketers ruined LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a weird one, it's an enigma, but like it's still ruined by marketers and I would say recruiters, and so on and so forth. So every kind of platform gets ruined eventually by marketers, but the audio space hasn't been ruined yet. The audio space has just been, we're just scratching the surface of audio. That's the sense that we haven't really conquered yet. And a lot of people have podcasts now, but if you do not have a podcast and you think that podcasts will help you engage with your audience better, have a go at it, yeah? So one trend to look out for is podcasts. More and more people are going to be launching podcasts, and not just individuals like you and I, but it'll be big brands. Brands are going to start launching their own versions of podcasts and just like maybe short offshoots. This is a prediction, but I feel like brands are going to become more and more aware of podcasts. But brands tend to catch up very slowly to things. So we might not see it even immediately. It might be towards the end of the year. I'm just taking a wild stab. But audio content, take audio content seriously, because audio content is going to be very, very important for you and for a lot of brands in order to give people value. And going on top of that, just kind of as extra proof that audio content is going to be really, really important in 2021 and beyond, is we have the platform called Clubhouse. Now I'm on I have a Samsung, so therefore I can't access Clubhouse, and I don't have an iPad either. But for those who don't know, Clubhouse is an audio platform. It's like a social media platform specifically for voice. You don't type. You literally go into chat rooms and talk to other people with your voice. That's what Clubhouse is. And this is all over, like, it is the new thing. Everyone's trying to use Clubhouse. Everyone that's got an iPhone has access to Clubhouse. And it's being rolled out very slowly. And it's invite only, and you can get golden tickets. So if you have an iPhone or an iOS device, it's not on Mac, unfortunately, but try and get access to Clubhouse. One of your friends would have a ticket and ask, and just put it out there. Clubhouse has shown that people just really want authentic conversations. And it has been a very, very good way to capture the attention of people through audio. A lot of very, very great conversations are going on in Clubhouse. So it's going to be very interesting to see how marketers try to ruin Clubhouse. Hopefully it stays authentic for a long time, because people are tired of content that's not authentic and not real. They're having really real conversations on there for like everything. So that's just another piece of evidence that the audio space will become a foundational way for brands to offer value. The second thing is diversity. Now, with a lot of stuff going on that's went on this year with Black Lives Matter, and especially with Black Lives Matter, like, diversity has been a really big thing. Companies, big brands, the well-known brands, are basically, the microscope is on them, because diversity, everybody wants to be represented, and everybody should be represented. So when it comes to diversity, any brand that's not showing diversity is kind of being, it's seen really in a bad light. And for example, we have a lot of, and people have really, really just, like, for, as our Nigerians would say, shown the ash this year, because this, if anything, this year has done is revealed people's negativity and wickedness, right? So Sainsbury's has an ad, a Christmas ad, and this ad was just about a black family getting together for Christmas. Black British family getting together for Christmas. It's just a daughter talking to her dad about Christmas, about coming to spend time with him, and he's talking about the food. They're talking about the food they eat, and they're just it's just a nice conversation. That's all the advert is, right? Now you have so many people, so many racists, just being super offended that there's black people on the advert. It's just like, wait, what? Why are you offended that there's black people on your TV? Now, a lot of brands have decided to show more diversity in their adverts, right? In their communication, in the content. And for the most part, when people have said, oh, why do you have to show black people? Why do you have to show brown people? You know, when there's been complaints, the brands have responded saying, you're free to shop elsewhere. Now, that is the right response for brands to have when it comes to diversity, because you should not tolerate racism. But there has been some backlash from Tesco, because they had black actors in one of their adverts, and they took them off because of the backlash. They took them off because of the backlash from racists, people being uncomfortable with the fact that there's black actors. And this is in the UK, right? This is in the UK. They're trying to say that they're not racist. UK tries to say it's not a racist country. Now, I often don't talk about these things because it can get a bit political, but I stand by what is true. And when they say the UK is the least racist country, I think that's a bunch of rubbish. That's BS, because you just look on Twitter, and just look on LinkedIn, and just look at the comments, just look on any social media platform, and put an advert, see an advert of a black person, a black British person, or Indian British person, anyone that's not white, yeah, show that, look at the advert and look at the comments. You see so many racists complaining about the fact that there's black or brown people on there, or Asian people, like, they just want to pretend we don't exist. And this has highlighted the issue, not just in the UK, in the US and everything, that there is a real diversity problem, and brands need to be part of the story in order to solve that problem and show more diversity and represent the society that they and their customers, you know. So diversity is going to become more and more important in 2021 and beyond, because we are getting more people, you know, mixing and diverse. There's a lot of diversity. You see what I mean? So we need to represent that. And it's not just about color, it's about culture too. You see what I mean? So there's going to be a lot of diversity. So if you are, especially if you are a brand that's based in a diverse place, diversity should be part of your core values. Diversity, both visually and in your core values. You see what I mean? So diversity is going to be very, very important in 2021 and beyond. And the response, you need to be able to respond. Brands are going to need to learn how to respond to people that don't like the fact that they're being diverse. And this might be an opportunity for people, diversity training to come in. There might be an opportunity for people that are social media savvy, social media experts, to come in and teach them how to represent diversity properly and how to respond when there's a backlash and when there's complaints. These companies need to be trained. Yeah, so if you're one of these people, this could be a side hustle for you or a full-time hustle to train companies on diversity. It is needed, right? The next thing, well-being. Well-being is going to be in 2021 and beyond, because of what has happened this year with health, there's a massive emphasis on health. And well-being is going to be very, very important for brands and to promote well-being if they have staff, the staff needs to have good policies for their staff to have a positive well-being. This includes like working from home and the general health being part of the everyday language. So being encouraging to your staff members or being encouraging to your customers and making them know that you care about their well-being. Might be mental health, it might just be physical health, it might be different sort of things, but the overall well-being of your customers and your community is very, very important, right? It's very, very important to show that you care. And in 2021 and beyond, well-being is going to be in the common language of brands. It's already in there, but it's going to be more and more and more like apparent. The next thing, I've got some predictions, right? I've got some more predictions now. What I've given you before now are things that I can see the trends happening. You can observe these things, but what I'm going to show you now, what I'm going to kind of predict now, are going to be things that might just happen, right? And I don't really have much evidence for it. It's just my observation. But there are things that might happen that I think are going to happen. It's going to be a bit fun to to kind of say. And I can look back on it and be like, oh, I predicted this. I was right. Or I was wrong. Whatever. So you might have some ideas. But another trend that we're going to see, maybe not in 2021, but beyond 2021, Instagram is going to steal Clubhouse. Now, Instagram, as we know, is owned by Facebook, and the habit of Facebook is, the Facebook company is that they like to absorb. They love to absorb people's concepts. So, for example, the reason why Instagram is, Instagram has had stories in the first place is because they tried to buy Snapchat. So they tried to buy Snapchat. Snapchat said, no, we're not selling. So they said, fine, we're just going to take your idea and put it on Instagram and Facebook. So that's what they did. They stole the concept. And there's already a lot of attention on Instagram. So they were like, yeah, fine. We're going to have stories on our app. And the Instagram stories took off. And I use Instagram stories sometimes. But a lot of people just shifted from Snapchat to Instagram because Instagram is more open and it can reach more people. Snapchat is a bit more private. I don't personally, in like the past, since that happened, for like over a year, I haven't heard anyone mention Snapchat. And I don't know if people are using Snapchat. I'm just not in that community. So Instagram. And again, Instagram, we have TikTok, right? TikTok being like, you know, the short, snappy videos, right? For entertainment purposes, mostly. Instagram thought, okay, I like that idea. I'm going to steal it. So Instagram launched the Reels. Instagram Reels are basically just TikTok. This is just TikTok. That's all it is. It's TikTok. So they have this habit of basically taking a concept and then building upon it and trying to maybe make it better or make it more accessible to the wider audience. And because there's already a lot of attention on Instagram, people tend to move on to Instagram because it's like they're all in one. So that's what's happened with Reels. Now, looking at this, I don't know how they're going to do this. But a wild stab in the dark is that Instagram is going to have some sort of version of the Clubhouse chat rooms. And I have a feeling that they're just going to outright steal it. It's going to become Instagram groups or Instagram rooms or something else along those lines. People will start using Instagram. Instagram might try to steal the concept of Clubhouse. Clubhouse being the voice chat rooms. I don't know how this is going to work though. I have no clue because they already have everything on Instagram. So it's it'll be interesting to see. That's all. That's really it. At the moment, Twitter is already trying to steal the concept of Clubhouse. Like they're going to have their own audio space. So if Twitter, who fails to innovate most of the time, has done that, Instagram is probably going to do it itself. And Instagram, even Twitter, it's only just the other day that they added stories to Twitter. Nobody wants stories on Twitter, so I don't even understand why they bothered. It's called Fleets, and I'm just like, why? Nobody wants this. That's not innovation, that's just crap. I'm sorry, it's just a crap idea for me. People use it, but it's like, I don't go on Twitter to see stories. I go on Twitter to see instant content and reactionary content. And if they were going to evolve and adapt, they will go more about, they'll triple down on the fact that they're a reaction-based platform and discussion-based platform and not try and copy everybody else. My second prediction is that LinkedIn will either, this, it could go two ways, it could either become the new Facebook or that it will be taken more seriously by casual users. So these are two ends. LinkedIn, like I said in my previous episode, is that we're only scratching the surface of what LinkedIn can actually do. LinkedIn has been ruined by marketers and recruiters. But we're starting to see a trend that people are starting to use LinkedIn as their own personal space, so to post more personal and more personal kind of content. So it's not always work. It's not always show my work. It's not always business related. Some people are just like, oh, I found this looks nice, and they post it up on LinkedIn. This is what's happening in LinkedIn now. So LinkedIn is becoming a more casual platform slowly and slowly and slowly. And the thing about LinkedIn is that LinkedIn potentially has more reach than other platforms because it hasn't been, there's not as many people using it. If you see what I mean, it's not as competitive. So LinkedIn might become the new version of Facebook. This could be a good or bad thing, but by having more casual users jump on, it might become a thing of that's not too far-fetched, that people are going to be like, oh, here's my LinkedIn, rather than add me on Instagram or add me on Facebook or Twitter. They might just say add me on LinkedIn because more people are going to be on LinkedIn, I feel. But it could become the new Facebook in a bad way, because Facebook at the moment is not, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of young people aren't on Facebook. Facebook is populated a lot by, I don't have the data to back this up. This is just from my little world, in my little pocket dimension. My community, for people my age, do not go on Facebook. They only use Facebook in order to remember birthdays. I only use Facebook to remember birthdays. I hate using Facebook. I hate opening the app. I think the app is badly designed now. I just do not like Facebook. So me joining a Facebook group, it's just a waste of time because I'm not going to open the app. But you have to be on Facebook to, you know, do some other things. But LinkedIn might become the new Facebook in that Facebook is now used to send spam and conspiracy theories. So much conspiracy theories on there. Anybody that posts conspiracy theories, you find them on Facebook. A lot of them are saying, for example, you know, I don't know, if you've watched The Social, what's it called, that Netflix show, The Social Dilemma on Netflix, it explains how platforms like Facebook have been used to basically as a breeding ground for toxic behavior. And I have a feeling LinkedIn might potentially become that, because LinkedIn is getting more open to casual users. But I have seen a trend of people on LinkedIn saying, do not post Black Lives Matter stuff on LinkedIn. This is a business forum. But that's toxic behavior. You see what I mean? I've seen, if you mention race once on LinkedIn, you see a lot of these people coming on LinkedIn, making comments, far right, like racist comments on LinkedIn. This is supposed to be a business platform, professional platform. At least have some decorum. But these people, because it's becoming more and more casual, LinkedIn is becoming the new Facebook where people post spam. So it could potentially, if they do not innovate, it will become another spam forum. So that is a prediction I might make. I think it might not happen in 2021, but maybe in 2022. I have a feeling that's going to happen with LinkedIn if they don't do something about it. Now, going back to Clubhouse, yeah? Clubhouse might become the new Twitter. So Twitter has been, well, ever since I can remember, Twitter has been used to react to new things. If you want to get instant news, Twitter is a good place to start, because you have like the NSARS movement. I found out about it through Twitter. Like a lot of us were talking about it through Twitter. That's how we have our conversations, through Twitter. But now Clubhouse has come along and people are having real conversations in audio. Now, if Twitter, I think that's why Twitter wants to launch their own audio thing, because they were doing voice notes before, but not everyone has it. But Clubhouse came around, and Clubhouse seems to be becoming the new Twitter, in that people are reacting to things and creating chat rooms and talking about it and having conversations with each other about it, about these things. It could be like a reaction to something that Kevin Hart said, which has happened, or it can be a reaction to something that's political. It could be a reaction to like the vaccines that are coming out. You see what I mean? Like, or by the time I release this, the vaccine might already be out. But the reaction to that, people have created Clubhouse rooms and that are having events to react to certain things in culture. And that's why Clubhouse might just become the new Twitter. If they roll it out to everybody, as soon as they open it up to Android, it's going to become the new Twitter. Like, everybody is going to be on there. Everybody that is kind of in the know. And it'll be interesting to see how marketers ruin this, but Clubhouse will become the new Twitter, in that people are going to be reacting and creating rooms to talk about these things. And then Twitter will be the reactive. Twitter will become a platform to react to Clubhouse. So it'll be, I can't remember who it was. Someone said Twitter is basically the footnotes of Clubhouse now. People are responding to what people are saying on Clubhouse on Twitter and talking about it. So that's another prediction that might happen in 2021, is that Twitter will become the footnotes of Clubhouse, and Clubhouse will become the new Twitter. So those are my three predictions for 2021 and beyond. Question of the day. What are your predictions for 2021? What are your branding predictions? What are your predictions for 2021? I would like to know. Use the hashtag #UnstuckPodcast in order to let me know. And if you have any questions, use the hashtag #AskDemi, and I'll be happy to answer it, or use the link below and send me a voice note so that I can answer your questions on one of the upcoming episodes. Who knows, I might do an episode just called #AskDemi where I'm answering your questions. But if you want to get in touch with me, my details are _DemiHarper on Twitter and Instagram. And if you would like to sign up to my mailing list, that would be cool. And that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye.